You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Vatican has released a document detailing the work of an international meeting on combating corruption, which took place in the Casina Pio IV in the Vatican Gardens on June 15th. The meeting brought together both religious and institutional representatives, including police, magistrates, journalists, and victim support groups. The encounter, organised by the Vatican's Office for Integral Human Development, led to the setting up of an international consultation group for justice and for the eradication of corruption, organised crime and mafias. The document notes that as well as combating concrete acts of corruption, it's vital to tackle the cultural conditions which allow such illegal practices to flourish. It insists on the need for education and practical training, as well as a focus on citizen participation in public affairs and actions at institutional level. The document says the Church already benefits from a global network which can be put to the service of this work, and it calls for courage, resolution, transparency, creativity, and a spirit of collaboration. The consultation group, it says, will explore the development of a global response through the local churches regarding the excommunication of mafia members and other criminal organisations, proposing an extension to include excommunication for crimes of corruption. The group will also work at political level to try and ensure that international treaties are effectively enforced and that laws are standardised to encourage cross-border cooperation. One of the goals, it says, is to study how to apply the principles of the UN's Palermo Convention against Transnational Organised Crime, signed in the year 2000, and its Merida Convention against Corruption, signed in 2005. Fighting corruption, the document concludes, is a moral obligation, which requires more in-depth analysis of the relationship between justice and peace. Laws, it notes, are necessary but not sufficient, and therefore the consultation group will focus on three levels of action, namely education, culture and citizenship, to combat indifference and highlight the urgent need to eradicate corruption. I'm Philippa Hitchin.